We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around 8 lines from the top of Hey, Elo Amar Abzeira. The Gemara was discussing the case where, for example, if the Ani stuck his hand from Shusha Rabbim into Shusha Yachid, took a piece of challah out of the Baal Bayis' hand and brought it outside, so the Mishnah says, Yichayim Fahoytza'a. Now, even though you took it out of the hand of the Baal Bayis, and the hand of Baal Bayis is not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so it's not a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, so maybe that's not called the Akira. So Gemara is trying to find a Mandiyama holds that you don't need Dalar al-Dalar. Looking for a Mandiyama holds, you don't need to make a Akira from a place that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The Gemara attempted to say it's Rav Akiva, and the Gemara said it doesn't work out. The Gemara tried to say it's Rebbe, it doesn't work out either. So the Gemara goes on to another Mandiyama. Elamar Bzeirom, Homani Acherimi. Maybe it's the Mandiyamar Acherim from the Braisa, the Talmud under the Braisa. Acherim Oimrim, that if someone throws something, I'm talking about Havara, 4 Amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, and he throws it. So Im Amadim Kaimai Vakibel, if he threw it at a person, and the person stood in its place, he didn't do anything, and I threw something to him, and he's Vakavlet, then he chayit. Then there's a Chiv Havara, because it's all Makayach, the first person. He threw it, and he made the Akira, he made the Hanacha. Okam Kaimai, if the other person left his place, Vakibel, and he went and caught the chayfetz, it's potter. Why is he potter? Because now shnayim shasua. It's considered that person number one made the akira, and person number two made the hanacha, because he went ahead and did a maisa to accept it. It wasn't from the first person's maisa that it landed. It landed in mekayach, the second person who caught it and snatched it out of the ear. So the diik is like this. Omad v'mekaymoi v'kibel chayiv. If he didn't move, the person who was accepting the throw was he was getting the throw and he didn't move, he didn't do anything, just landed on him. The halacha is yichayiv, and the kasha is the chayiv in hanacha amakim dalad dalad. Habi inan hanacha amakim abba. You need a hanacha on amakim dalad dalad. Well, that kind you don't have it here because you threw it to a person. El shmami no. So you see from the Acherim that he holds, you don't need a Makam Dal Dal. So maybe that's the Mandiyama in our Mishnah. The Mandiyama in our Mishnah is Acherim. So the Gemara Pashit, but Dilma Hanachu would Lebina. Maybe you're right. Maybe Hanachu you don't need. Akira Bina, but you still need Akira. And our Mishnah is Mashma, even Akira from the hand of the Baal Bayis is Chayiv. So we still don't have Mandiyama. It says clearly that Akira doesn't need Dal Dal. This Acherim took my Hanachu. And the Gemara says even more, and even more. Hanacha nami done with the pasha kafe v'kibla, and even Hanacha is not arrived in this case, because it doesn't say here I threw it to his hand, it doesn't say I threw it to the other person's hand. He said I threw it to the other person. If he's mekavla, then yichayiv without moving. He didn't go ahead and move. If it's mekaymoi, he's that yichayiv. Who said he accepted it by his hand? Maybe he done with the pasha kafe. He stuck out his clothing, his shirt, the kibla, and his shirt had a makam dala dala. The ikanami anacha, even have anacha. So stam is not a riot. First of all, not a riot to Akira. Maybe Akira needs dala dala. And even the hanacha is not a riot, because maybe here, the hanacha was b'makam dala dala. So we still are stuck. What is pshat in our Mishnah? The question again is in our Mishnah. It's mashma in our Mishnah that if the Oni takes it out of the Abayi's hand, brings it outside, it's chayav itzah. You didn't take it from makam dala dala. And we still didn't find the mandiyama holds, yet you don't need dala dala. Amr Rav Abba, try it if Mahalach. Masnisim, our Mishnah is talking about a case. Kegoin she'okra mitraskel. That's the Gersa. Kegoin she'okra mitraskel. That you took it out. In the Baal Bayis had like a basket in his hand. Let's say I took it out of the basket. I took it out of the basket of in the Baal Bayis' hand. But niach gav mitraskel, and I put it down on top of an inta basket. So you have Akira from a makam dal dalad and Hanacha on a makam dal dalad. You can name Hanacha. You also have Hanacha. That's the case of our Mishnah. Mishnah, the case is he's taking challah out of a basket in the Baal Bayis' hand, and I'm putting it down into the basket in my hand, in the Oni's hand. And that's why you chai, because dal dalad. Right, the Gemara. Vayodak Tori. Hek says found the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Yodai. It doesn't say Traskel. The Mishnah's Lashon is Yodai. It says Nosen sag yodish al vavayis, or akam and yodish al vavayis. Zog the Gemara, tani, you'll teich a little different. It doesn't mean viyada. It means traskel shaviyada. It means I took it from the basket in his hand, or I put it in the basket in his hand. So that's the way we'll answer our Mishnah. You had a question, you don't have dal. Teretz says he's holding a basket. He's holding a basket. Then you have a makam dal right there. That's very good when the Valbayis is holding a traskel. So we're saying that's a makam adal adal. It's din rishus yochid, and you have dal adal, so you have exactly a good case. El traskel shus rabim, but if it's the oni holding the traskel, so how can you say that's called shus rabim? If it's a traskel, then rishus yochid who? It's a rishus yochid. What's the pshat? Because the halacha is if you have a makam dal adal adal that's 10 tefachim high, in Rosh Hashanah, as the Rosh Hashanah, and the reason is because you say something called good achis. So lachal mech mesina, and good achis means that you look at the walls of the basket go straight down to the floor, and since this height of it is 10 tefachim, so you have 10 tefachim walls all around, and it's like a Rosh Hashanah. So if the Oni was holding a traskel in Rosh Hashanah in the Sharabim, it doesn't have the Rosh Hashanah. If we're talking about a case, we're answering the Makom Dal Dal is you're holding a basket. If you're holding a basket, Bishnam Shas Yachad, that's good, because that's Tol Shas Yachad. But in Shas Rabim, how could it be called a Shas Rabim if you're holding a basket? So the Gemara, let's read the Gemara inside again. Elo Trask, Shas Rabim, Shas Yachad, Ul Bir Shas Yachad, Salem, what like Rabbeis Rehuda? Maybe we don't like Rabbeis Rehuda. The Tanya, Rabbeis Rehuda, Amen. No, it's kona of shirabim over roishay traskel. You have a stick in shirabim, and on top of it you have a traskel. You have a basket, and zorak v'nochal gavav. You shoot something in shirabim, and landing on the basket that's standing in shirabim. Yichayv for itza. That's what Rishu holds. Why? Because he holds that it has the nishus yachid. And must be, if Amish is saying Traskel Shaviyada, it must be it's that we don't hold a Grace Yehuda. The Ikra Grace Yehuda, Pasha the Balabai says Yodel Chutz, if the Balabai stuck his hand outside, Venosan, Osech Yodel Shaloni, put it in the hand of Oni, which means Traskel, Amai Chai, Why Chai, Vishyachel Shaviyachel Kamafik, it's going to Shaviyachel Shaviyachel. So it must be, we hold like the Rabban who argue Grace Yehuda, hold that if you have a Traskel with the 10th Fakum High, it's not a Shaviyachel, because you're learning it's a Traskel. So I don't know, I feel a Tema. Reis Yehuda, even though Reis Yehuda hasam l'mayil ma'asara. Reis Yehuda only holds that has dimshus yachiv, so l'mayil ma'asara. Like I said, it's higher than 10 tefachim. Hacha l'mat ma'asara. Here we're talking about it's lower than 10 tefachim. It's talking about lower than 10 tefachim, so then it still has dimshus yachiv. So Zopreik Taisus Akasha, what do you mean? Okay, it's not dimshus yachiv, you're right. But be a karmless then, the halacha is, if you have an amud, it's more than 3 tefachim high, and it's dalad al dalad, it has din of a karmelis. Because anytime you have a shear dalad dalad, it's enough to be a rishus. So if it's 10 tefachim high, it's rishus yachid. If it's less than 10 tefachim, then it's a karmelis. So the question is, so you still shouldn't be chayiv, because we are din karmelis. Tosfos answers a big yisoid. Tosfos says, yesh loimar de'ein karmelis bekelim. There's no such thing as a karmelis by kelim. The only time you have a din karmelis, only by rishuyas, has to be a domain. But anything that's a keli, there is no din. By a keli, there's no din karmelis. That's Taisa Biggie side. But upon him, so far we're answering now is, we had a kasha, you know, makam dal dal. Taretz is, they're holding a basket. They're holding a basket, you have a makam dal dal. That's the mahalach of Gemara right now. Great thing about a kasha, leila ravo. Ravo doesn't like this whole pshat. Mik toni, traskel shebeyodai. It doesn't say lemaisa. Your taichim means traskel shebeyodai. It doesn't say traskel. Vayodai toni, it says yodai. Elam or Ravo, a different pshat. He tries another mahalach. Again, we're trying to find mahalach in our Mishnah that it will be mavoyer that you have a makam dal dal. So Elam or Ravo, kagoyin shashil shil yodoy lamata mishloisha. The case is you put your hand lower than 3 tefachim. The oni or the usher, if you're taking it out of the hand or putting it into his hand, you know what the case is? He's holding his hand within 3 tefachim on the ground. The halacha is anything with 3 tefachim is called lavud. So it's also a halacha Moshe Messina called lavud. And if you're within 3 tefachim from the ground, it's like you're on the ground. So the ground is 4 tefachim, obviously. So here you accepted it within 3 tefachim from the ground. So therefore, and you're a kabbalah, a kibla, so shul yad lamat v'shul kibla. So then you have a makam dal dal. The question was, yah is not dal dal. Teretz says, yeah, it's within 3 tefachim on the ground. That's why you have a makam dal. Frag the Gemara, va'oimik tani. The Mishnah says he was oimik, he was standing outside. The oni is standing outside. So if he's standing, how could his hand be so low? His hand only reaches to a little past his waist. How does it reach so low? And for the Gemara, b'shoicha, he's bending down. He's bending down. And that's how his hand reaches lower than three tefachim, and he's accepting it, accepting the thing from the Baal HaBayis, and that's why it's considered dal adal. It's one mahalach to answer how he gets into with three tefachim. But the same another mahalach is beguma. He's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in a hole, in like a manhole in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and his hand is outstretched, and his hand is with three tefachim on the ground outside that hole, outside the manhole. So therefore, it's a case where you can have your hand with three tefachim on the ground. A third mahalach would be by Zema Bananas. He's a short person, a very short person, and then his hand can reach with three tefachim on the ground. So it comes out now, this mahalach is, the traskel mahalach didn't work, it says yad. Now we have mahalach, even with yad, how it could be dal dal. Do you know how? He put his hand lower than three tefachim. That's the mahalach of Rabba Vol. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rabba, Rabba's not like this. Ichvot Tana Lashmina Kalhani. Did the Tana wanted to say this case of Eitzah, that you're talking about you're bending down or you're short or you're Neguma, how did he expect you to figure that out without telling you that's what it means? He's saying, that's the way Rashi was the Kasha. It's not a normal thing. If this is the only time you're Chayiv, so then why didn't you tell us that the case is that you're lower than three Tvachim? It doesn't sound like this is the Mahalach. It sounds like Yad alone is enough to be Chayiv, you don't have to be bending down. Ela Marava Yodai Shal Odom Chashu Eloi Ka Arba Al Arba. Therefore Rava has a whole new Mahalach. The whole Kasha doesn't start. A Yad of a person is the same thing like a Dal Adal. Mechenki Osa Rava Nomar Rav Yechanan Yodai Shal Odom Chashu Eloi Ka Arba Al Arba. The hand of a person has a din of Dalad Al Dalad, has a din of 4 Tvachim on 4 Tvachim. What's the Pshat? So like we said yesterday, that Pshat in Dalad Al Dalad is, why you need Dalad Al Dalad is, it has to be a Mokim that's like Hanacha, Mokim, Shumer, that's not going to fall off. If it's in your hand, it doesn't have to be such a big place. You put things in your hand because you have control to hold on to it. And therefore, it's the same chashivas as a makom dal dal. We said the whole problem with chashivas, the dal in the dal dal is because it's not normal to keep something where someone think it fall off. It's a small little place, less than four tefachim. It's too small, something might fall off. But if it's in your hand, then that's very normal to keep it there because I can hold on to it. And therefore, your hand is chashiv enough to be called a makom dal dal dal, and it's called a kira from that place. And that's Pshat in our Mishnah where it says that if you take something out of the Baal Bayis hand and bring it outside, that's called haitzah. And if the Baal Bayis stick something into Ani's hand, also call it Tzah, even though it's the Zakira Nacha in a hand, that's called the Mokoim Dalad Al Dalad. So, another din for Rabbi Yechanan. Omrab Ovin, Omrab Loy, Omrab Yechanan. Zorak, we had this before a little bit. Zorak Chayfetz, Benoch Vesuch Yodai Shalcha Veiroi, is Chayef. If you throw something to your friend and it lands in your friend's hand, here it says hand clearly, Yechayev Chatos. What's the pshat? We just said, because a person's hand is called dal al dal. Break the word, my kamash mom, what's the chiddush? That yodai shalom chashuv like arba arba, that a person's hand is like dal al dal. Rabbi Yechon already said this one time. He already said that. He just said, we had ki chenki also rav and Rabbi Yechonon, that yodai shalom chashuv like arba arba. Well, you're not a member to say that if you threw something with his hand, like that yichai. You would think, that's only his own hand where he's machshav it. Where you machshav your hand, and or even someone else's hand, when I take something out of his hand, I'll be machshav his hand as a makam. But a case where you weren't machavin to make his hand into a makam. No. In this case here, you threw it. You weren't sure exactly where it's going to land. You weren't sure. And it landed in someone's hand. Maybe there, that's not called dal dal. Why not? Because I never was max of his hand as a mokim hanocha, as a mokim for it to land. I never gave it a chashivas of dal dal. So maybe there, even though I hand it to dal dal, since I didn't give it a chashivas, so maybe there, it wouldn't be called dal dal. The kamash ma b'yechon, I don't know, if I throw something, land in someone's hand, the halacha is yechayiv, even though you were a max of his hand, because be'etzem, a person's hand has a din of dalad al dalad. Omrab oven, omrab eloy omrab yechanan. Another member from Rabbi Yechanan. Omad b'koyim ay v'kibol. So we had this gemara a little bit before. Omad b'koyim ay v'kibol. if I threw something and the person who I was throwing to didn't move, didn't budge, and it landed in his hand, chayev. The person who threw it is chayev. Why? Because he did the akira and the hanacha. He did the uprooting and the landing. It's all with kaychay, all from his power. But agar mimkaymay, if that person came, moved from his place and came to catch it, v'kibel, is v'kablet potter. Then the both potter, kot shnayim shasur, it's considered some malacha from both of them. Tayinam ha'ori, it's the first of b'raisa, achayim oimim on v'kaymim v'kibel chayiv, this is the b'raisa we're before, achayim oimim on v'kaymim v'kibel chayiv, he stands in one place, he's v'kabel chayiv, okam v'kaymim v'kibel potter, if he's oikir from his place, and he's v'kabel in your potter. This is halacha. But boy, Rabbi Yechonon, has a suffix. He has a suffix. Repeat what we just said. He has a suffix. What is the halacha of someone like this? Zark chayfit, threw a chayfitz. V'neka humum kaiman. He threw very high in the air. He ran to the other spot. V'chazav kibla. He was mekabelit. Mahu. Is he chayif akir v'anocha? He made both. He did the akir and the anocha. So break the mind. My kama boyle. What's the shayla? It's pashut. He made the akir and the anocha. What's the shayla? Or about the Bahava, Shni Koiches, what the Echkom Bailei? Two Koiches and one person is the Shaila. Because Shni Koiches, what the Echkom, called them Echodami, is like one person doing the Homolacha, the Chayiv. Or Dilma, because Shnei Bialdi, maybe it's like two people, and it's called Shnaim Shasu, and Upater, Teiku. So what's the Shaila? The Shaila is like this. When someone throws something, it's in the power of his of that throw to land also. So you have that Kira Anocha in that throw. If he goes ahead and intercepts it himself and catches it, it comes out as a chadash, a new kayach to accept it. So the question is, when you have a new kayach to accept it, is that called one maisa or two maises? And maybe it's two different maises. It's a new maisa. It's like shnayim shasu. It's different two people doing it. Because my first akira had in it built in a hanacha. Now I went ahead and did a new maisa. So maybe by doing the new maisa, that's like, it becomes like a shnayim shasua. It becomes a shnayim shasua, and therefore, anything that's not done with one maisa can't be chayav a carbon. It's like two different maises. That's how Rabbi Aaron explains the shayla. It's a lot of lum, this is a little hard to understand, but the way you understand it is that it's considered two different kaiches, and therefore be a shayla of shnayim shasua. Incidentally, Tosfos, Kishnei B'Adam, brings down one shayla, and he says from the Rebbe Chananel that the Gur is the opposite way. That if it would be Shnei B'nei Adam, then it would be Chayiv. But if it would be like one person, so then it would be Potter, because like putting from one hand to another hand. He says, Mamash, the opposite of Echanana, but we're going like Rashi's Pshat, like we just explained from Aaron, and that's the Gemara Shaila. If you throw something intercepted, is that considered like two Koiches, or is that considered like one Koiches?